Albayan Radio presents Common Mistakes, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun amma ba'd. All praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness and testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger brought to mankind. As to what follows: O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he deserves to be feared, and do not die except at the state of Islam. We continue on clarifying common mistakes, continuing on mentioning akhta al-lisan, mistakes that come off the tongue, and we will speak about sabbul ayyam wa shuhur wa sinin, insulting, cursing days, months, and years. Now here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim and Al-Bukhari, the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the messenger had said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, so it's a hadith Qudsi, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, يُؤْذِينِي إِبْنُ آدَمَ يَسُبُّ الدَّهْرَ وَأَنَا الدَّهْرُ أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and the message is informing us of this, so it's a hadith Qudsi, the son of Adam, yani, يُؤْذِينِي, harms me, affects me against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He insults Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is this? Because he swears and curses time. يَسُبُّ الدَّهْرَ, and the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and I am time, I alternate the night and the day. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the night and the day. When Allah mentions and states, وَأَنَا الدَّهْرُ, that I am time, it does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally the time, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls the time. Allah has decreed everything that occurs in our life, the good and the bad has been decreed. So when you now curse the evil that occurs in this time, in this hour or minute, in fact you're being displeased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indirectly you are cursing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is He who controls the night and the day. Also the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, la yaqulanna ahadukum ya khaybat ad-dahri fa inna allaha huwa ad-dahr. Let none of you say, oh, woe is the time, for surely Allah is time. Now he, in this commentary, his statement, I am time, I alternate the night and the day, this means that which occurs from good and evil is according to the will of Allah, and He's arranging the affairs based upon His knowledge and wisdom, and no one shares with Him in these affairs. So this is very important. Swearing against time is a sin. Swearing against time is not allowed by the Muslim, especially because this returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is Allah whom controls the night and the day. So my dear brothers and sisters, when you have been placed in a trial, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states He's going to test you, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, and Allah is going to test you, and Allah is going to test you with a lack of wealth, and possibly health, and also loved ones you may lose, and so forth, it is not upon you to curse, and ask, and question, and swear, why did they do this, why did this happen, and curse the time that they had left in this time, and so forth. Everything that occurs is by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and it is Allah who controls the night and the day in the affairs of the people, the Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this with complete knowledge and wisdom. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He enables you and I to be patient in times of calamity and in times of trial, and that we do not curse the time, for indeed cursing the time, as Allah, this hadith, يُؤْذِينِي ibn Adam, we, by insulting time, by cursing time, this is in fact insulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is haram, this is not allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things with complete knowledge and wisdom, and Allah has decreed everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable for you and I to be happy when Allah has chosen something for us, because this is better for us. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa sallam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
This program was presented by Albayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.